welcome to the BPD Bunch. I'm your host, Zanny, and today I'm here with my best friend, Rebecca, Madurama and Shoy, Jay and Georgia, and Katya and Kay. Today we're going to wrap up our conversation on BPD and friendships. If this and other BPD-related topics interest you, make sure to like, subscribe, and turn on your notifications so that you do not miss a single episode. One of the things that we found when we were looking up stuff for BPD and friendships is something called the friendship cycle. It's not really a clinical term. It's something that as I understand it, people who are on the outside of those with BPD have sort of like made up this term. So the friendship cycle is a pattern in friendships characterized by idealization, devaluation, and fear of abandonment. And it sort of categorizes these three phases. So the idealization phase is at the start of the friendship. People with BPD might intensely attach to their new friend, seeing them as perfect. They invest a lot of time and energy, but that intense attachment can also lead to unrealistic expectations and neglect of other relationships. Then there's the devaluation phase, where there's a shift in perception where the friend is viewed as flawed or disappointing. The person with BPD might become angry, critical, distant, and excessively focusing on negative traits. And then there's the third phase, the fear of abandonment phase, where fears of rejection or abandonment emerge, leading to clingy behavior or sensitivity to signs of distance. This oscillation between pushing away and seeking reassurance can strain the friendship. And so my question to you is, have you found this cycle to be true in your friendship? Why or why not?
We actually spoke about this briefly before, and we are in agreement that actually we don't really go through this cycle, and we've put that down largely to the fact that besides borderline personality disorder, we both also have comorbidities that affect our ability to interact socially. And I think that that definitely plays a part in terms of how we view the friendship. And for me personally, because I also have schizotypal, which blunts a lot of my emotions, I find that it affects the way that I attach to other people. So I won't necessarily experience that really intense friendship where I want to be around somebody all of the time. Like, there might be more of a mild adoration, and then eventually it will kind of fizzle out into apathy or indifference rather than, you know, those kind of extremes of really wanting to be with somebody and then not wanting to spend time with them at all. It's very mild compared to that, and it is reflected in the way that I behave with favourite people as well. So I think for us, because we kind of have slightly different issues going on, that's definitely a factor in how we view our friendship.
I would definitely agree with Katya what she's saying about how we, because we have other comorbidities, that affects the way that we like communicate. I was actually really relieved when I read the cycle, and I was kind of like, I don't relate to this. And then I started to worry. I was thinking, is there something wrong with me? Like, have I misunderstood the cycle? Because I'm kind of like, am I just stuck in the idealization phase and have just never got past it? But then I came to the conclusion that no, Katya is just that awesome, and she has never disproven me on that. So yeah, it was kind of a relief to not be the only one that doesn't relate to the cycle. I think a lot of people always make the assumption that I have difficult relationships. And so it's really interesting to kind of see that I don't have any relationships that kind of relates to for me. That's not to say that there aren't bits of it that I relate to, but yeah, as a whole, the cycle doesn't kind of like pan out for our relationship or any others.
And I think, yeah, for us, Georgia would probably agree that this also hasn't really come up for us. I don't think there's been that process where of like idealization, and then I don't think I've ever really feared her abandoning me either. I think that might be testament to the nature of the experiences that were going on for us at the time that the friendship was built. It meant that communication about things like that were really important, and whereas they might have been left to chance or whatever in another context, might not have been so directly discussed. However, I think that maybe Georgia may have observed this in another kind of relationship where that was going on at the same time, where I would speak very highly of this person, then get thrown off by them and be quite negative, then have a really freaked out reaction to them possibly leaving. And it sort of would then flip into repeat. And in terms of our relationship together, I think Georgia will probably attest to this, I didn't shut up about it. So it just kind of went on and on and on. And I think it was, I don't know, maybe I'll let Georgia chime in on this because I think she's probably better able to speak to how she felt about that than me.
Yeah, I think with respect to the friendship cycle, I don't think it really applied to me and Jay. The only thing I'll say is in terms of just adjusting to maybe a higher intensity of a friendship, but that was kind of because I didn't really have that in my life at the time. So I was still getting used to having a best friend that I spent more time with. But there was never any fear of abandonment or any devaluation that we experienced together. But reading through the friendship cycle, I definitely recognize certain moments that that Jay has had and relationships that Jay has had that I've sort of been on the sidelines for. Honestly, I think people who don't have BPD do this. People like to talk about their relationships, their experiences, and sometimes they repeat it a lot. And I think part of being someone's best friend is saying, you know what, get it off your chest, say whatever you need as many times as you need. And yeah, I was just kind of supportive, tried to be there. I would give my input when I thought it was useful, but I think sometimes there isn't a whole lot that you can do or say when someone is going through that friendship cycle with someone else. You can only just kind of be patient and hear them out, and they'll get to those conclusions on their own.
Yeah, for me, the friendship cycle definitely does not apply to this friendship of me and Shoy. And it is more of like an FP cycle. I mean, the whole thing of idealization and devaluation and fear of abandonment I've mostly experienced with people I get overly attached to, mostly who end up being my favorite person. And for us, like for Shoy and me, it's, I mean, I don't think I've ever devalued her or I've ever thought of her in, you know, a negative light. Or, I mean, there have been times I've been mad at her or I've been upset, but I've never really like devalued like what the word entails, you know, in BPD, that like I'm losing interest and I don't think you're good enough anymore. But I've never felt like that about her.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't witnessed that with respect to our friendship, but I have definitely seen you go through this with someone else since you brought it up. But yeah, it doesn't apply to us specifically because I think it's, we are not each other's favorite person per se, but we just value each other as on a very humanitarian level. And it's like, we are able to dissociate our, like both of us from one another and not as like a single entity. So I think that really works for us. And yeah, I would have the same rationale that I might have a fear of losing our friendship, but that is not active all the times, because whenever that has happened, we've bounced back and fought, and this has not been a very turbulent ride, but we did definitely hit a few bumps, but we did bounce back. And so now I've kind of grown to believe that, yeah, I mean, it can surely last more than 10 years till we are 50 and we go on that vacation together.
So, Rebecca, do you think we've ever had this between us?
I guess yes. It seems like this is pretty accurate to how we were in like the high school days or early college. Certainly it felt like it was a cycle of being pulled in and pushed away, of the clinginess, which is probably rooted in fear of abandonment, and then of like, you didn't want anything to do with me because either you were wrapped up in someone else or because you felt like I had done something wrong. What's your take?
Well, it's interesting because I definitely, like, I see elements of this, but I think what I have trouble with, especially like reading the way it's sort of described on the internet, as though there are these clearly defined periods. And, you know, it doesn't say it specifically, but it almost sounds like this happens and then it will, then this and then this and then, and almost as if it's very like systematic and rhythmic in a way. And I think I've tended to spend a lot more time in the idealization part than anything. And then the devaluation and fear of abandonment usually comes after some perceived slight or event. Right. And in my experience, I was blown away to discover that there are some people with BPD who experience devaluation long enough to actually end a relationship. That's never happened for me. Like, I'm usually only able to devalue someone in the moment that I'm actively upset with them. And then that fades and I quickly am like, no, please don't go. Like, I love you. You're amazing. And so I know that I've heard people tell stories where they were like, they walked away and didn't look back. I've never been able to do that. That's never been me. And so I think, you know, Rebecca, as you describe it, it's kind of like there's moments where I'm like, oh, I don't want to have anything to do with you. And then it's like, oh, but you're amazing. Don't go. I think as our friendship has progressed and I've kind of left that, you know, you're not my favorite person anymore. I think that's changed a lot, and we don't really have that dynamic anymore. I don't know how long it's been, but I think it's been kind of a while.
Yeah, definitely not now. And I would say it's been, I don't know, more than 10 years since that has happened, we've been in any part of the friendship cycle in that way. So I would just say that I agree with you. It was very much triggered by what I saw as really small things. I would say something like, oh, have you written your paper on this? And you'd be like, oh my God, no, I haven't. Ah. And it was something that I didn't even think about as being an issue, but in your mind, I was like criticizing you for not being on top of your schoolwork, and then it would turn into an argument. So that was definitely the hard part for me, is I felt like, well, I can't talk about anything because I never had any idea what was going to be that emotional trigger for you. And something that we talked about in preparation for this call was that you are a very emotionally sensitive person, and I am a maybe slightly lower than average emotionally sensitive person, which means that I have no concept of how big your emotions are, even outside of BPD, even now that you don't qualify for a diagnosis.
Yeah, I think that's been an interesting aspect of that relationship. To sort of wrap up this stuff with the friendship cycle, I think it sounds like the consensus is that maybe there are elements of this that have shown up in different relationships, but maybe not as clear cut. So I guess my ending thoughts on this to our audience would be, you know, if you're the friend of someone with BPD, you know, I think it's always important that you talk to your friend about what's going on with them and your relationship rather than relying on things that you find online, because even though there are elements of truth in there, you know, kernels of truth, if you blow them out of proportion or make them, this is how it's going to be, I think that can make things challenging for the friendship. So, yeah. So as it turns out, it's a lot more complicated than just some preset cycle that we all just follow because we've been diagnosed with BPD. Fancy that. We are actually individual humans after all. Thank you, everyone, so much for watching. We hope you got a nugget of wisdom to take with you on your journey. That wraps up our friendship conversation for now, but we'll surely visit this topic again in the future. So if you have any friendship questions that we didn't answer, definitely leave a comment down below, and in our future seasons, we will take a look at them again. We'll be back with a brand new topic on Wednesday, so we'll see you then.